Hey, Jamal.
How you doing?
You got the chance to rest on Sunday. Is that a big help on a short week?
Oh, yeah, that was definitely crucial for me to get some rest this week. I know what's at stake this week, so, you know what I'm saying, my body feels so good, so going into this week is my body should be rested up.
How much better do you feel today than on a normal Tuesday?
Feel like like I feel real great. Feel like no soreness. Don't feel no pain nowhere. So, I mean, I think coach. This is probably the best coaching staff I've been around since I've been here. So, I mean, what they did last week. Resting all some of the players for this week. I mean, we definitely know it's a must go and must go out there and win.
You've played in one playoff game, right? You feel like that's at all beneficial to you this week preparing for this game?
Oh, yeah. I know I went out my first time there, I feel like a rookie, and I was excited, and I wasn't careful fumbling the ball twice in that game. Now going in my second time and seeing other people becoming a vet, and I'm 27 years old and turning a pro. I know what's at stake. I really want this. I really want to go far. And I mean, if I have to put the team on my back, I will. So, I mean, I'm really excited to take this role.
You played Indy just a couple weeks ago. What can you take from that game? And how much does that help you knowing this team?
We just got to play better than them. They came up in here and they played tough. They played tough. We relaxed after the first drive, and we just wasn't moving the ball. We were rusty. We wasn't converting on third downs. We wasn't moving the ball. I mean, we just got to come out and play better. We know it's a playoff game, and it's going to be faster, and everybody's going to have their best game playing and their best players on the field. So we know, man, what's at stake here. So, man, I think a team, we all know that. We got to play faster. We got to play harder than them.
Well, you've had seasons where your numbers have been excellent, just like this year. But how is this year different in terms of maximizing your talents?
I mean, just you probably say for yourself on the field, how Indy utilized me and put me in space, put me at wide receiver, put me in the slot, put me in different places where I can catch the ball, catching screen plays and throwing me passes out the backfield. I think I did that my rookie year, catching passes out the backfield. And he just brought it back this year, and I did well at it.
You ran the ball really well, effectively, against the Colts in the first game. You didn't carry much. Was that by design?
I mean, I never question the game plan. I never whatever coach do with the game plan, I just go with it. I mean, I know it's going to be a load on me this week, so, you know what I'm saying, I'm definitely fortunate, looking forward this week.
Jamal, there's I think seven of you guys who've been here since 2008. You had 2-2-14 seasons. You've been through ups and downs. Has this season made some of those other seasons worth it?
I kind of, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I say so, because in the last couple of weeks, the last couple of years, we've been through all kinds of situations, losing season, tragedy, and that opened your eyes up. They opened your eyes up a lot because, you know what I'm saying, you see so many people work hard. These people, we deserve to be in the playoffs. We wanted that. Now we're here. We just got to go out there and execute and make it happen.
How was it like watching last week's game, especially all the guys who'd never started before? And it was a fun game to watch.
I was excited. I was happy for them. I think they played hard. I think they definitely won the game in my heart. So many people stepped up, young guys that most people probably thought that they didn't have a chance. And I think Nile did a great job carrying the ball and holding onto the ball, no turnovers, and scoring 2 touchdowns. And Chase did a great job throwing and completing. And the O-line, they hold up against a very first-team Charger defense. It was A's all across the board, I guess. You know what I'm saying? The defense played good, special teams played good, so. I mean, that motivated me more because I was like, man, I mean, they making it look so easy. Why we just can't go out there next week and make it look easy?
Did you know they were going to play that hard? Was there a moment where all you guys were inactive, you know, got a feeling for some of these guys, oh, man, they're really fired?
Nah, coach said we playing this game to win. We not playing it just because we resting starters. I mean, y'all got to lay up. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for the young guys to step up. And you know, you see how so many people step up in their game and how they roll can be move on to the postseason or to the playoffs. So, them guys that earn and worked hard, they might just end up getting a spot this week and get more roles, get more reps this week.
Couple more guys.
You mentioned 27 years old. You had one playoff game before. There's only so many chances that guys get over the course of their career for this. Is there a sense of urgency for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I've been to Super Bowl games where I sat in the stands and I wanted to be there. I've been in Super Bowls where the events every year, and it's boring when you're not in the Super Bowl. I mean, just going there is fun, but not playing and playing in one is when it really counts. Like, I say why we can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. We in the playoffs, so, I mean, it's possible. Anything is possible.
And that being said, like you mentioned earlier, it's been a great season, but how will you look at the year if you don't win in the playoffs or advance in the playoffs?
I mean, our goal is to go to the playoff. I mean, our goal is to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, we know it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very hard. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people got to sacrifice a lot of things. A lot of people got to put their things to the side and got to focus for this year. I mean, it's here. We in the playoffs, so we here. So, I mean, it's a sense of urgency because we made it to the playoff, and now we got a tougher road going on the road. But, I mean, you can handle anything, so.
Last one, Karen.
Jamal, we know the playoffs bring about a whole different attitude, a whole different intensity. But are there things behind the scenes that we don't get to see that change because this is one and done now? This is a whole different mindset. Obviously, resting last week was for this. But what else do you notice is all different now because it's the playoffs?
I mean, everybody, urgency, everybody's excited, everybody's happy. And, I mean, it's different now. It's different from playing in the regular season. It's the playoff. I mean, you get goosebumps. You get just this funny feelings. It's just something special. Most teams wish they were still playing this week. So, I mean, it's definitely exciting and different. And, I mean, I'm pumped up because the playoff is here and we in it. Now we just got to take advantage of it.